Welcome back to a Juno Afternoon. I'm Christina Michelle, your host for today's show. And today we are talking about Black inventors. And I'm joined here by our guest, Carrie Austin, who's in Queens, New York, and she's joining us via Zoom. So if you're just tuning in, the inventions that we have talked about so far are the touch tone telephone, voice over internet protocol, Shockwave, the beginning of online video, caller ID, the world's fastest computer, steam engine lubricators, the gas mask, the traffic signal, closed circuit television security, the sanitary napkins, the walker, the toilet tissue holder, the super soaker, the first blood bank, IBM computer, and the pacemaker. So I don't know about you, but I have definitely learned a lot just preparing for this show. And I'm just super proud of the inventions that are blessing our lives today because of Black inventors. I think it's amazing.
So am I.
Yeah. So we are going to just learn about two more inventors here. And then I would love to hear which inventions have surprised you the most. So we have Garrett Morgan. He invented the gas mask and traffic signal. Those who survived either of the world wars, thanks to a gas mask, have Garrett Morgan to thank. Morgan first created the safety hood to help firefighters navigate smoky buildings, later modifying it to carry its own air supply, making it the world's first effective gas mask. He also had the good sense to add a third position to the traffic signal. Yes, there was a time when traffic signals just indicated stop or go. Can you imagine? Oh my goodness.
I can imagine. Sometimes I kind of bypass the yellow anyways. So it's still for me, stop or go. There's no slowing down.
Well, he tried.
Okay.
Okay, and we have our last inventors, Mary and Mildred Davidson. Their major developments were the sanitary napkin, the walker, and the tissue holder. Mary and her sister Mildred patented many practical inventions. They didn't have technical education, but they were both exceptional at spotting ways to make people's lives better. Together, they invented the sanitary napkin. Later, Mary invented the moisture-resistant pocket for the sanitary napkin. While disabled from multiple sclerosis, Mary went on to invent the walker and the first toilet tissue holder.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, these are things that are just so taken for granted. Like, they're essentials.
I want to thank those ladies.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine not having sanitary napkins.
Right.
And I know back in the day, people were using diapers.
Yeah.
Like cloth diapers or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, which wasn't very sanitary or convenient. So absolutely. Big thank you to Mary and Mildred Davidson. So, Carrie, out of the inventions that we talked about today, which ones surprised you the most?
Let's see. I would say the gas mask, Garrett Morgan, even though I have no need for a gas mask. I feel thankful that if I ever have a need for a gas mask, you know, I'm always thinking of situations that you could be in. And I would definitely want to have fresh air or just, you know, be able to not inhale like anything toxic or anything like that. So I think that's the most surprising for me. The least surprising for me, I think, would be the steam engine lubricators.
Yeah, you were pretty on that right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that was a pretty fun game and exercise.
Awesome. It was fun, and I'm really appreciative of you joining us for this game. I think that my biggest surprise, and this is totally stereotypical, but my biggest one was that the basketball was not invented by a black person.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely thought that that would be on the list, but it is not. Surprising.
Actually, I think only white men played basketball in the beginning, well, professionally. So,
Yeah, that could be. That's actually something I would love to find out. Like, how did the NBA originate, and was it only white players? That's pretty interesting. If anybody listening knows about that, we would love to hear about it. You can share that on Facebook as well. And I think the one that surprised me the most that was made by a black inventor is the closed circuit television security. You know, the fact that it was developed by a nurse. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Mary Ban Britton Brown. So, well, that concludes our game and information today about Black inventors. And I'm so glad that you all have joined us today. Carrie, again, big thank you to you for participating. It was so much fun. And I just want to close the segment by asking, this is a question we're asking everybody during Black History Month. If you could have a conversation with anyone, any Black person living or dead, who would it be and why?
That's a good question. I think off the top of my head, I can think of a couple that are pretty popular. I would say Nelson Mandela. I know you said only one, but I think I have like four that I can think of right now. Maya Angelou, definitely Martin Luther King Jr., and of course, living Michelle Obama.
Yes.
And Martin Luther King, because he's a civil rights activist. Just being around someone who exudes that kind of power and inspiration. And come to think of it, probably everyone that I listed are civil rights activists, if you think about it. I think Nelson Mandela, because he just brought black people together. I don't know if you realize there's racism within, like, between black and white, but there's also racism between black people. And when you think of Nelson Mandela, he kind of just brought black people together.
Yeah.
And Maya Angelou, I wish I could spend some time with her or know her personally, just because she's so poignant. Yeah, if you ever hear her speak or her poetry or just listen to her, it's just very strong and powerful. And Michelle Obama, because she's just paving the way. She is paving the way for our times now. She's doing it with so much class and beauty. And yeah, so I would say off the top of my head, those four. I'm sure I could probably think of more if I really had the time to sit down and think about living or dead. It's probably there are probably a lot of people I could probably think of, but at this time, those are the only ones that come to mind.
That's fantastic, Carrie. Great
How
four to
about you?
choose. Well, definitely Maya Angelou. And I gave that answer last week and for the same reasons that you did. I think she just has so much wisdom. She's obviously wise beyond her years. She's one of those people where it's like you feel like she's been here before. And
Yes.
probably a few times, if reincarnation is really real, I think that Maya Angelou would be a perfect example of someone who has reincarnated multiple times and is bringing to us in this lifetime. I mean, just beautiful lessons. And yeah, and my other person would be Tyra Banks for a much less meaningful or spiritual reason. I just think she's
Okay.
beautiful. Like, she's just like, I think she's beautiful. I think that she's aging beautifully. I love the way that she has paved the way in modeling, and I love how she just embraces herself and all her flaws, and she flaunts them. And when she had a talk show, she had a segment called Flaunt It or Fix It, and basically she would highlight her own perceived flaws. invite her guests to do the same. And they would just like affirm each other. She's like, we don't really need to fix anything. Like whatever it is, flaunt it. Like that's what God gave you. I know it's probably easy to do that being a freaking supermodel, you know, but I think it speaks to all of us. Like even supermodels have their own insecurities, and Tyra was very open about sharing about hers. And I think that that encouraged other women to do the same and to just embrace who they are and to find the beauty in whatever they have, because beauty is, it's subjective. Like it's different in every society. And she just really preached the message, and I think modeled the message that whoever you are, whatever you have, it's beautiful. So yeah. Plus she's just really business savvy. Like she's got so many.
She's a powerhouse.
She is. Yeah, she has opened many doors. Yep.
Yes. And, you know, I'm sure she broke many barriers herself just through her career starting out and just, you know, making a name for herself in the industry. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I love Tyra Banks too.
Yeah.
I auditioned for America's Next Top Model like 5 times.
I remember that. Well, on that note, we'll just go ahead and close out our show. Again, thank you so much, Carrie, for being here. I just adore
you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you to our listeners for joining us as well. We are here every Thursday during a Juno afternoon. Again, this show has been a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. Be safe, be well, and we will talk to you again next week. Bye.